Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we raise your frequency. Yeah. The high vibration swirling in the studio. We got reds, greens, blues, yellows, purples, magentas, indigos, violets, oh, the different colors. But as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. How we doing today? I'm your host, Davey, and you've just tuned in to a very special episode. Well, as you know, if you're looking to expand your consciousness, raise your vibration, see a different side of the human experience that maybe we've never dove into before, this is definitely the show for you. We are here, we're going to be talking about a method to an egotist's madness. Now, what I'm saying here, okay? We see these artists, we see these musicians, these actors, no matter what they're doing, whether it be music, whether it be acting, whether they're actual, you know, they're sculptors, or no matter what it is, we don't really have a mainstream sculpting scene, but, you know, the point is, no matter what the artist is doing, as long as they're on top of the game, no matter what game they're in, whether it's the, you know, the painter's game or the actor's game, you know what I'm saying? To be an artist at the top of your game, to be, for example, this is literally the perfect example, was Kanye West. Now, Kanye West is, we all know that he's a successful individual, right? He has achieved what most people would classify to be success, right? He is a successful man. He's a musician. For those of you that aren't familiar with Kanye West, he is a rapper. But along with being a rapper, he is also a narcissist, and not just, you know, oh, I'm good, oh, I'm great, but I mean a full-fledged, like, he saturates himself in his narcissism, in his ego. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about a few key points that all of these artists, all of these performers at the top of their game share. This unity complex between the ego, narcissism, and being on top. And also how it ties in with consciousness, how it ties in with the way that they perceive themselves, what they expect to experience versus what everybody else expects to experience and why they're on the top, right? We're going to be getting into these factors. There's obviously a reason, right? If you've been listening to the show for a little while, you know that we believe that everything is in perfect divine right action. Everything's perfect, right? It's flowing magnificently and effortlessly and magnetically is what's holding it all together. Everything is vibration. It's all working off of this like magnetic mechanic thing. I can't even really understand it or explain it, but it makes complete sense and it's completely explainable. I'm just messing with you. But for real, the idea is that these people have expected themselves, have thought themselves, have felt themselves into being at the top of their game. What I'm also going to talk about is how narcissism comes into play, right? For a man, for an individual that knows that he is a creator, that knows that he can do or have or be anything, why would he need narcissism? Why would he need his ego, right? So we're gonna get into that. First things first, what I wanted to start off with is letting the listeners know about this very fascinating agenda, right? So check this out. You have these rappers, you have these artists that are super famous. I mean, super wealthy, super famous. You have, you know, the Kanye Wests, the Jay-Z's. And then you also have, you know, you have even, you know, you even have the rock stars. You know what I mean? There's people coming out and, you know, coming up in on the up and up, you know, in, you know, like the One Directions, you know, these, the like the little, you know, pop star bands. But if you notice, there's a common theme here, right? There's a common theme between the, you know, the rap artist that's at the top of his game, the pop artists that are at the top of their game, the actors and actresses that are at the top of their game. If you were to take a little bit of time out and watch a few of their interviews, see their body language, and really see what they're talking about, really listen to what they're talking about, you would find that each and every single one of them talks about their mind, talks about their expectation, talks about thinking correctly, talks about feeling correctly. You think that the same actor gets all the roles because he's the best actor? Well, sure, I mean, he's a great actor, but he's not necessarily any better of an actor than anybody else that's going out for those roles. The reason why he gets those roles is because he expects it. He vibrates himself into it. He assumes it, right? So what I'm saying here is these people that have achieved things that, you know, quote unquote, the average individual would revere to be great success and, oh, so difficult to achieve and, you know, oh, these guys, oh, they just got lucky or they were just in the right place at the right time, and, you know, which they absolutely were. That's what everything is timing. It's vibrational timing. So, you know, we look at these people and we're revered by their standings, by what they've done, by what they've accomplished, by who they are, by what they can do, right? But then you see them in an interview, you hear them talking, and they're not even talking about the artwork itself. They're not talking about, you know, being the character. I mean, sure, in a few interviews here and there, you know, about the actual movie, what was it like playing, you know, Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp? What was it? Why do you think Johnny Depp gets all the roles? He assumes himself into it, right? He knows. He's like, I'm Johnny Depp, and I'm going to get the role. If I go out for it and I want it, I'm going to get it because I believe I can, right? Now, if anybody else were to walk into the same room with Johnny Depp and just have a different, a higher knowing that they are going to get the role, they would get it. I mean, we're working with magnetics here, right? It's just like when you take two magnets and literally magnets like hematite, you know, like a magnetic stone, and you know, you clash them together, they're magnetic. They magnetize together. They attract to each other, right? The universe is the same way. The law of attraction is the same way. What you put out is what you get back. What you vibrate to, what you emit in your consciousness, your vibration, a thought is a vibration, right? You get back. You're receiving. So my point is, there really is a mathematical equation behind how these people get to where they are, right? And that's what we are digging in. That's what we are fascinated with today. If you've just tuned in with us, you're a little late. It's okay. We'll fill you in. Call in live, 323-203-0815. If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Like I just said, if you just tuned in with us, we are talking about how celebrities, people at the top of their game, get there, and how narcissism, that's a little bit later in the show, can eventually take over and really hurt a person, really hurt their ability to maintain the true, pure vibration of what they've achieved, right? So, right now we're talking about how they got there. Right now we're talking about how does somebody go from literally being on the bottom to the top? And then how do they assume themselves into getting all the roles they've ever wanted? Into, you know, being that number one musician on the billboards, number one top seller. How do they get themselves there, right? How do all these artists, it's a reoccurring theme. It's a reoccurring theme. It's not just like one guy does it and then another guy. It's like, here's a guy, 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 here's a guy. And then there's like a bunch underneath them that are like trying. And then there's like always one or two that are always up there, that are just there, and there, and there. And then they're coming, and then here's another one, right? And then they pop up, but they're like lights. They're like little bright lights, right? It's like these actors, and these musicians, and these artists, but they pop up, and then all of a sudden they get known out of nowhere, right? These people, I mean, have you ever heard, you know, these people that, these artists that have you've never even heard of, and then a week later, they've sold a million albums. You know, not that albums are sold anymore because everything's downloaded, but you get what I'm saying. They're selling albums, and you know, now they're on, you know, Billboard's top 100, and they got this and that, and da da da, and da da, and the next thing you know, they're number one, they're top seller. You know, Justin Bieber. You know what I mean? This kid, right? This kid from Canada. He's like, who is he? You know, you've never heard of this kid in his life. You've never heard of this kid in your entire life. All of a sudden, like a year later, 2 years later, not now, but I'm saying, you know, years ago when he first started, bam, he's huge. He's huge. He's a phenomena, right? He assumed himself into it, right? He thought himself into it. He said, I can do this. He said, if there's going to be a person that's going to be a kid pop star and make a bunch of money and, you know, affect a bunch of people, make them happy with my music, it's going to be me. That's just what he thought. That's just what he said. I guarantee you, if you sat down and had a conversation with Justin Bieber one-on-one and said, be true with yourself, be honest with yourself, did you think that when you were 14 years old that you could do this? He would say, yeah, absolutely. So of course I thought I could. That's why I did, right? Now, take the exact same kid. Let's take Justin Bieber, the exact same kid, exact same age, and then give him a different upbringing. And then maybe don't instill that exact same belief in him that he had, right? Would he do what he did? I don't know. Would he be who he is? I don't know. If he didn't envision that he could do it when he did, could he do it? I don't think so. And the point to this all is that it's all in the mind. It's all the power of where you expect yourself to be. It's the power of expectation. It's the power of perception. Right? So these are really interesting things that we're talking about here. This is like we're breaking down the old paradigm of just, you know, waking up every day and going to work and not questioning anything about, you know, how do we become completely and ultimately happy and successful like we came into this earth intending to do, intending to be, right? So back, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. It's just, it's so fascinating. It's so true. I'm all over the place when I say I went from Kanye West to Johnny Depp to Justin Bieber, but I have a point here. We're going to go back to Kanye West. When Kanye West first started being a rapper, when he first came out, right? I don't think he was as egotistical as he is today. I was listening to a few Kanye interviews, and it really fascinated me. Really, really fascinated me. Now, I understand that this man is, let's see, how do we say? I understand that this man, Kanye West, right, he's you know, he has everything he wants. He's number one rapper, almost, you know, maybe in the world. I don't know if he's number one rapper. One of the number one rappers in the world. We'll throw it out there. But he emits, the vibration that he emits is so entitled, right? So, why would a guy, now here's where I come in, right? When you, here's where my questions come in. When you achieve so much and you understand, and Kanye, by the way, Kanye West understands the law of attraction. If you listen to this guy, these people, this is the whole point to today's show. These people understand the laws of the universe. These people that are at the top, that's my whole point. That's why they're at the top of the game, is because they understand how it works. I was listening to one of Kanye's interviews. He talks about him using his mind, superpower. Well, it was way egotistical. He's like, I use my mind better than anybody else. And da 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 da. Talking about, but it's interesting. He's literally talking about how he uses his mind more powerfully than anybody else. Now, here's this rapper, right? Talking about, you know, super low vibration things, you know, things to just literally dull your consciousness. And then here's the same dude, the same guy that's telling you to go to clubs and, you know, weed and bitches and this and that, nah, nah, nah. The same guy is having an interview telling you how focused his mind is and how clear his mind is and how clear he thinks and how powerful of a thinker he is. It's just wicked. It's crazy. It's like, it's paradoxical. It's like, you would think that these people that understand the power of their mind would want to tell people in their music, use your mind, raise your vibration, you know, you are everything. You have the ability to do anything through the power of your focused visualization. That's seriously what it is. You are what you become. And these people understand that. The Kanye Wests, the Justin Biebers, the Jay-Z's, the One Directions, the Miley Cyruses. You know, and I don't know about Miley Cyrus. But you know what I'm saying. The people that are at the top of their game, they're there for a reason, and it's because they understand something and they just apply it. That's it. That's it. That's really it. So, I wanted to show you listeners something really fascinating. This is a brief, it's a brief interview. This is only, it's only a minute long. It's 59 seconds. But it's Kanye West literally talking about, and now take this in your own way. Okay. Just literally take this in your own way. And it's fascinating to me. This is Kanye West's interview explaining how he is God. I mean, this is really interesting. So check this out, guys. Kanye West interview for the sake of the vibration station. We're talking about how people got to the top of their game and how they start to lose it once their egos get involved, using the law of vibration and attraction to work in your favor by focusing on the things that you want and getting excited in anticipation of them coming, right? Kanye West, check this interview out. Take it for what you will.
Got this new thing called classism. It's racism's cousin. This is what we do to hold people back. This is what we do. And we got this other thing that's also been working for a long time where you don't have to be racist anymore. It's called self-hate. It works on itself. It's like real estate of racism. where just like that, when someone comes up and says something like, I am a god, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was, a god. I just told you, that's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I am a pimp? All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a god, especially when you got shipped over to the country that you're in and your last name is a slave owner's, how could you say that? How could you have that mentality?
Super interesting stuff. You know, you can make sure to check that out. If you want to see the full interview, you could do that. Kanye West, Zane Lowe, Zanelowe, full interview. It's on the BBC Viral YouTube channel. That was just a brief 1 minute interview. Now, the reason why I played that is because it's really fascinating to think that, you know, here's this guy and he totally believes everything he says. I mean, he's so 100%, like I said before, saturated in his own beliefs, in what he thinks he knows and what he knows is real. It's really fascinating. It's really, really fascinating, right? But it's true. So he has a point, though. As egotistical and as nut job of a narcissist he is, you know, for one man to say, I am God," that is not. I mean, that's obviously not going to be acceptable and looked highly upon in today's society. But at the same time, if Kanye West, in that same interview, were to just put the words at the end, if he were to just say, not only am I a god, right, but we're all gods, I feel like that would completely pull a 180 shift on everything he's talking about. Now, from this interview, I can't quite decipher. I cannot tell. I don't know. This is where you are going to have to use your own, you know, process of elimination and power of deduction. Now, I don't know if Kanye West is saying that, you know, I can say that I'm a god and I believe that I'm a god way more than I'm a gangster or, you know, I'm this or I'm that, whatever, right? He says those fit way better with me because that's when you look at me and you think, oh, I'm a gangster. Oh, I'm a hardcore rapper. Da-da-da-da-da, whatever, da da. But in actuality, he's like, but when I call myself a god, everybody gets da-da-da. Okay? Now, this is interesting, people. This is really fascinating, right? Now, is Kanye West saying that he, like, only he is a god? I think he might. I'm not exactly sure. But what I will say is Kanye is onto something. He talks about being, not in this... In this interview, but not in this one-minute segment, he talks about how, you know, his mind and how he hangs out with architects, right? That's what he talks about. He's like, I mostly hang out with architects. So what he means by that is he's hanging out with, you know, these people that are designing these, you know, oh, like these phenomenal... Just like, you know what an architect is? Is somebody that you know, designs a plot of land? Well, designs a structure. It's like commercial property, right? You could do a casino. That's what he talks about in one of his songs. He goes, I meditate. He goes, I meditate on the beach. He literally, Kanye West, in his music, he says, one of his songs is like I go to the beach and meditate on creating casinos in Bora Bora, or like something like that. I don't even know. But the point is, he talks about using the power of the law of attraction and visualizing what he wants to get where he wants to be. He talks about using the power of his mind, right, to be at the top of his game, okay? Whether he's doing it correctly, I'm not saying be like Kanye West in any way, shape, or form. Do not. He is off his rocker with the narcissism and the ego is out the window. But what I am saying is for the values of success, the values of his expectation, his state of expectation is what I'm referring to, which is phenomenal, which has gotten him where he is. We're going to segment now into how ego, once the artist, once the performer is at the peak of his game, is the artist that they've been waiting to become since they knew that this is what they wanted to do. There's a point. There's a breaking point. There's a turning point, right? I believe when an artist is, you know, getting discovered, getting known, there's this excitement. Oh, wow, I'm getting out there. People are seeing me. People are hearing my work. People are seeing what I'm doing and appreciating it and liking it and loving it and responding to it. That's exciting, right? That's that feeling of, that's like that butterfly feeling. Oh my gosh, what I'm doing. And that could be anything. I mean, everybody can relate to that feeling. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, you're a musician and you're a movie star and you're starting to get known. That's not what I'm doing. Everybody can relate to that feeling of having a dream, having a goal, and then starting to achieve it and then seeing it coming to full circle and then seeing the evolution of your life and experience, right? That's exciting. Well, for an artist that's getting famous and rich and everything, that's the same way. It's the same way. You start seeing people reacting to the things that you're putting out there. You start getting excited. You're like, wow, this is really cool. This is really cool. Okay. Then a year goes by. All of a sudden, get used to it, right? These artists, they're just people. They're just human beings, right? I mean, they piss the same way that you do. They put their socks on the same way that they're no different. They're no different. They're just human beings. So they adapt too, you know. They change and expand and grow as well, you know. They react to their surroundings. So a year goes by and all of a sudden they're used to it. They're used to being really well known and, you know, 2 years, 3 years. All of a sudden, it's the norm. Now, maybe after the paparazzi, first they like the paparazzi. Oh, yeah, it's cool. Now it's becoming like, oh, no, not me. You know, now they're running away and da-da-da. Okay. So then what starts to happen is this ego. All of a sudden, years ago when you first started to get known and your passion really started to spread to other people, there was this excitement. There was this joy. As time goes on, there's this conforming. You conform a little bit to, well, yeah, you know, this is just who I am, and I'm now a famous man. You know, famous people totally conform to just being famous. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, I could have anything I want, do whatever I want. You know, there's totally two different types of, you know, famous people. There is. There's like the conforming famous person that is just like, yeah, I'm famous. I get everything I want. Blah, blah, blah. And then there's like the person that just stays true to their art and happens to be well known for it. You know what I mean? So we're talking about how this person, how this artist, as great as they may be, as influential as they may be, as amazing as their art may be, whatever it is they produce, whatever it is they create. Once the ego starts to sit in, once they start to think that they're better than other people because of their fame or their wealth, once they start to gain a sense of entitlement over their surroundings and the people in their surroundings, that's when the alienation process starts. They then, without knowing, start to alienate themselves, literally, from the rest of the world. Now, what do I mean by this, right? You're saying, how is that possible, David? These super duper famous artists, you know, they're never going to be alone because they're ego. They're never going to be alone because they're ego. There's always going to be someone out there that's going to want to hang out with a famous person. I said, yes, you're right. But those people that are going to want to hang out with a famous person just because they're famous are going to be on the exact same vibration as the alienated famous person themselves, which then leaves them really still alienated. really, because they're not with people of quality, right? This is what happens when you lose your quality. You lose people around you with quality, right? This is all the law of attraction. This is all the law of vibration. So even when you're big and rich and famous and you have everything you want, you have the houses, the cars, and they just keep flowing. You have the number one roles and the bestseller and this and that and da-da-da. The moment that your ego starts to get in the way, the moment that the artist's ego starts to get in the way, is truly when all of this stuff does not matter. Right? He can have all the cars in the world, he can have all the houses in the world, but if there is not a genuine individual that will share it with him, what's the point? What's the point of having it? Yes, one man can enjoy it all to himself, but eventually that gets lonely, right? You don't earn all this money just for you. No, you earn it to share, to give to other people, to want to help. Seriously, show other people how to receive abundance and everything they want through the clarity of your example, right? That's why you do this. And of course, for your own fun self-benefit, who wouldn't do that, right? But what I'm saying is there is no full self-benefit if it is not shared, right? So this is how we're explaining to you, we're showing you, as great as you may be, as on the up and up as you may be coming, or really as well known as you already are, it does not matter who you are, it does not matter what you do, and it sure as hell does not matter what you have. But what does matter is, what are you vibrating at? How are you acting? How are you feeling? That's vibration. How are you feeling? What are you emitting? Right? And what is your relationship? How are you responding to your relationship between where you are and where you want to be? That's everything. Right? That's everything. How do you feel? Right? How do you feel? And where are you in relationship to where you want to be vibrationally? What do you think about it? Are you on the road to being the famous musician that knows how to control his ego and stay true to his art and give to charity and do as many possible philanthropic actions as we can? Ah, this is wonderful. This was inspired by a previous conversation. And it's really true, though. It's really, really, really true, right? So when you learn that you can be or do or have anything, and then you start visualizing, right? You start visualizing having, if you own a company, the distribution centers of your company. If you are a musician, imagine the music videos playing on MTV or whatever. Whatever it is, your visualization, your life to live, your opportunity for anything, whatever you think about becomes you. Whatever you focus on becomes you. It flows to you and through you. These famous people, these stars, these people that have accomplished things that we look at to be really amazing, like I was saying earlier, they're just people. Just like you, just like me, just like everybody else, they're just people. And they're people that started thinking like you. And they're people that started thinking like everybody else. They were not born with a special consciousness. They were not born with a special understanding of how to be famous. They were not born with a handbook of how to become a multi-millionaire and, you know, get everything you want. There was no handbook. It's all vibration. It's all thoughts. It's all earning the vibration. It's all like, you know, you earn yourself into it. You think yourself into it. You allow it. It's just allowing the vibration by breaking down the old thoughts that, you know, have held you back from literally thinking like the wholeness of you thinks, right? I want to jump into something real quick. Now that we're talking about these people having narcissism and even starting out without narcissism, starting with excitement and true, pure joy for the expansion of their art, and then having that morph into a kind of entitled narcissism, right? So there really is a personality disorder labeled. I mean, there is a narcissistic personality disorder. There is such thing called a narcissistic personality disorder, right? And these really, it gets in the way of creating what we want. That's when, you know, when does that get in the way? That's, you know, when you have everything and then all of a sudden you become this narcissistic guy because, I have everything. And then all of a sudden no one wants to hang out with you. There's no point in having any of your things. Throw them all away and become a nice guy. Or don't throw them all away. Keep them all and give them to people that would enjoy them, like little kids and stuff. Maybe give them away. And then people will love you even more for just being a nice guy and having a good vibration. And just wanting to give to someone that wants. I mean, that's just awesome, right? So, I'm just going to get into, you know, a few symptoms of exactly, you know, the narcissistic personality disorder. So this is really narcissism versus someone who is manifesting greatness, you know. So like I was saying, there's types of narcissism, right? There is just one type that we know of, and it's the ego kind. No, the type of narcissism though, that comes from fame and, I am a god and you are not. I have everything I want. And you cannot obtain this in the same way that I have. This is what we're talking about. So in order for a person to be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, they must meet five or more of the following symptoms, right? Number one, either has a grandiose sense of self-importance, exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior, you know, to everybody else in their surroundings. Kanye West, sorry. Yes. Is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Now, I want to say something. This is good if you are preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, and ideal love. That's great to ponder these things and get excited for them and know that you can put them in your vortex and allow them in your reality. To know that you can achieve them and experience them is super fun to think about. But what we're saying here is to literally let it control your life. To just be, to wake up and only think about having all the power and the success in the world and only talking about your power and down to other people. And you know, so that's it, right? So number one, has a grandiose sense of self. Number two, is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited power, success, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Number three, believes that he or she is special and unique and can be only understood by or associate with people of high status. or, you know, I can't talk to you because, you know, you're not on the same level as I am, right? This is really a symptom of narcissistic personality disorder, right? And someone can develop NPD over time, right? This is, you know, you're not necessarily born with it. Someone can really develop this over, a stage of time. This is what happens, unfortunately, to a lot of the stars, you know. Like we were talking about earlier, they start to get known and excited about their work, and then all of a sudden they sell out, and then they're these big stars that everybody wants to be friends with and everybody wants to know, and then all of a sudden they're too cool for everyone. This is NPD. So, number five, requires excessive admiration. Number six, has a very strong sense of entitlement, almost an unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations. So, if you don't give me what I want now, I'm gonna write a letter. Right? Number seven, lacks empathy, is unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. Right? Number eight, is often envious of others or believes that others are envious of him or her. So, you know, maybe, yeah, it's normal to envy other people. It's normal to look at someone and say, ooh, I wish I had that. But to dwell on it and to make a thing about it, it's just weird. You don't need to do that. But it is, it can be detrimental. It can be, you know, a whip, a slash to the wholeness of who you are, well, to the true self, when you saturate yourself in envy, when you just look at someone and say, I deserve that more than them, and there's, you know, why don't I have it, and that should be mine, and this and that. Nothing could be worse for your spirit. Nothing. And then number nine, and the last one, regularly shows arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes, right? Just being arrogant, just being an arrogant ass. I'm better than you. So, well, anything you can do, I can do better. And anything I can do better than you. So that's really, that's the signs. Those are the classifications, the signatures of, narcissism. Narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. And you know what? This is what is developed in a lot of our rich and famous musicians, actors, just like we've been talking about all throughout the episode. So guys, I have a question for you. Now that you know that these people know something, and you know that these people are just people, just like you. So if you're people, and these people are people, and they just know something that you now know, and they just apply it, and now you apply it, all of a sudden, they are not greater than you. Kanye West is no greater than you. Kanye West is no greater than you. You guys are perfectly equal. We're all perfectly equal. Justin Bieber is no greater than you. You know, I mean, think about it. These people are no greater. You know what? Kanye West is a god. And you know who else? Everybody. Everybody along with Kanye West is a god. Everybody has the infinite potential to be or do or have anything they want. Everybody is an infinite creator. Everybody is a focuser. Everybody is vibration. Everybody has vibration. Everybody emits vibration. Everybody has the ability to focus. Everybody has the ability to deliberately intend on something. I intend to feel good today. I intend to take out the trash. I intend to get my car washed. I intend to teach this person this. I intend to learn this today. Whatever it is you intend, you have the ability to deliberately intend. So if you have the ability to deliberately intend, and the universe is constantly responding to your intentions, because your intentions are vibrations, they're just thoughts. So if you choose to deliberately intend on being whatever you want to be, and you just focus on being that and not let there be any reason why you should not have that, it has to come. It has to come. It has to come. It has to come. Just don't be a big ego head about it and you'll really enjoy it, right? We're not saying that, you know, if you're egotistical, you're not going to be successful, because that's clearly not true. There's a lot of successful people that have narcissistic personality disorder, hardcore. There's a lot of successful people that do, but are they happy is the question. Are they happy, right? Do not confuse success for happiness. People tend to do that. People think that success means you're happy. That is not necessarily true. Well, it all depends on your definition of success, right? I guess they should be one and the same. Success is happiness. But in our society's vision of success, success is having a lot of money and having a bunch of cars and having to, you know, maybe a private jet to do whatever you want, whenever you want. That's success, right? But you can have all these things. You can have a private jet and you can have 20 helicopters and you can have all the cars in the world and all the mansions. But like I said, if you don't have anybody that wants to genuinely share it with you other than just because you are famous or have money, then you're really not living a full life. I love you so much, but you're just not. You're just not. You need to let the ego go and share the money with as many people as you possibly can. That's just what it's about. And you don't share the money with the people so they like you. That is the... No. You share the money with the people because... Why not? If you have been blessed with this abundance, teach them how to receive through the clarity of your example. If you have been blessed with the ability to intend and create whatever you want, teach them, teach them, teach them. Don't you want everybody getting everything they've ever wanted? Imagine how happy everybody would be. Imagine how down everybody would be for everything. If everybody always got everything they wanted simply by thinking about it and visualizing it and then knowing that it can come through the power of their visualization. Man, dude, this is, we're working with like whole new sets of tools now, you know? Seriously, what we're talking about. I mean, we live in an attraction-based universe where everything is magnetic. Everything is magnetic. I mean, look at our Earth. The center of our Earth, it's a big magnet. It's a big magnet ball that's keeping it in gravitational rotation with our solar system, with the sun, which is also in gravitational rotation with the rest of the solar system. It's all magnetics. You think that you are a being, you are a thing living, an organism living on a big organism that is a magnet. You don't think that you're a magnet too? Dude, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. You are just as much a magnet as the solar system is in orbit. Do you understand? You are just as much a magnet as the solar system is in orbit. And what you think and what you feel is what you get. That's it. That's it. So magnetize, think about the things that you want to think about. Think about a healing on Earth. You know what I mean? Even visualizations like that is bringing the momentum, you know? Think about like gold just engulfing the planet and everybody with halos. Just think about 7 billion people. Just think about a whole planet of just people just glowing and just living life and laughing and loving and receiving everything they've ever wanted and asking for more and receiving it. I mean, man, and then giving it. This is the life that I'm talking about. My goodness, guys. I just want to thank you so much for spending today's Sunday with me. I love you oh so much from my heart to yours. I do want to say today's show is sponsored by Glow, the clothing company that puts love, light, and high vibrations into every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high-quality sports and nice casual clothing and features other items such as skateboards, cell phone case covers, and much more with beautiful and powerful sacred geometrical, also known as sacred G, designs. Make sure to wear your vibration and lighten up at glowsacredgeometry.com. Once again, that's glowsacredgeometry.com. Thank you guys so much. I'm your host, Davey, always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. Know that you are infinite potential, and I love you with all my heart. We'll see you guys next Sunday. Peace. Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, because it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match. Love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back. So he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials. Totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I, the mystical? Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the peace of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical, I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from